from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The question before the U.S. Supreme Court this morning, should a president be granted absolute immunity for acts carried out while in office? Former President Donald Trump thinks so and said so minutes ago in Midtown Manhattan.
We have a big case today. This judge isn't allowing me to go. We have a big case today in the Supreme Court on presidential immunity. A president has to have immunity. If you don't have immunity, you just have a ceremonial president.
He showed up at a construction site this morning in Midtown, his criminal hush money trial beginning in a couple of hours, simultaneously with the Supreme Court case. ABC National Correspondent Stephen Portnoy has more on that.
The High Court has never been asked to determine whether a former president deserves immunity from prosecution because before Donald Trump, no former president had ever been charged with a crime. Trump says presidents need protection from prosecution to weigh affairs of state without feeling constrained. But in February, a three-judge appeals court panel said if Trump has his way, former presidents would be, quote, above the law for all time thereafter.
Pro-Palestinian protests growing on college campuses. That's at USC. Other demonstrators have also been setting up at the University of Texas, Harvard, Michigan, and other schools. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is threatening to pull federal funding for schools that don't create safe environments for Jewish students. He visited Columbia yesterday.
We just can't allow this kind of hatred and anti-Semitism to flourish on our campuses. They have chased down Jewish students. They have mocked them and reviled them. They have shouted racial epithets.
Johnson suggested the National Guard could be used, if needed, to break up the protests. The White House said it condemns anti-Semitism, but also said free speech on college campuses is important.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in China, Shanghai today, Beijing tomorrow. That is TikTok's Chinese owner, ByteDance, promises to sue over legislation forcing it to divest. You're listening to ABC News. President Biden is set to travel to Syracuse, New York today to announce a new $6 billion investment in American semiconductors.
The money will be used in part to create two factories in Clay, New York, just outside of Syracuse, and one in Boise, Idaho. Semiconductors are used in everything from your phones, electric vehicles, and defense systems. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says, "We cannot have these chips made overseas, especially by competitors like China." Perry Russom, ABC News, Washington.
A heartbreaking message from one of the American hostages being held by Hamas. Here's ABC's Rhiannon Halley.
The world is now seeing Hirsch Goldberg Pollan alive, more than 200 days after the American-Israeli citizen was taken hostage during the October 7th attack. The 24-year-old says, "Mom, Dad, Libby, Orly, I love you very much. I miss you very much. I think of you every day that I'm here. I need you to stay strong for me and not stop fighting."
It's unclear when that message was actually recorded. Birth rates once more on the decline. The latest CDC data released this morning reports nearly 3.6 million babies were born in the U.S. last year. That is down 2% from the year before, and it continues a decline in births across the country over the past decade. The city of Venice will begin a new pilot program today, charging day trippers a 5 euro entrance fee. Officials are hoping this will deter tourists from overwhelming the city's residents during peak hours. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.